This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Stacy Lynn. Mysterious drones spotted in the sky in several states. We begin with CBS's Tom Hansen in New Jersey.
They appear only at night. Clusters of drones, some with colorful lights, as big as cars.
The White House, Pentagon, and FBI have all said while they don't exactly know what they are, we shouldn't be alarmed. But CBS's Sam Vinograd, who used to run counter-drone policy at DHS, says people are concerned.
Panic among the public, from my perspective, does impose a public safety threat.
More than 3,000 of these drones have been spotted across at least six East Coast states since last month. Overseas now to Syria and CBS's Elizabeth Palmer following developments there.
Thousands poured into central Damascus for Friday prayers and to hear the new interim prime minister's call for peace. Syria, he told them, should stand for freedom and mercy. Now the dictator has fled. Rejoicing is easy. The hard part will be finding mercy to deal with the brutal past.
The 125th Army-Navy game is this afternoon. President-elect Donald Trump will be in attendance, and in the box with him, Elon Musk and other business and political leaders, including his choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. More from correspondent Nicole Killian.
Vice President-elect J.D. Vance invited Daniel Penny, who a New York jury acquitted this week in the death of a homeless man, Jordan Neely, on a New York City subway train. Vance defended Penny in a post on X. I'm grateful he accepted my invitation and hope he's able to have fun and appreciate how much his fellow citizens admire his courage.
Now, the game itself dates back to 1890. It's been played every year since 1930. Last year, Army won, but Navy leads the series. Kickoff's at 3 p.m. Eastern time. You can catch the game on CBS. So who will win the Heisman Trophy tonight?
The front runner is two-way star Travis Hunter.
Intercepted! Wow! Travis Hunter!
Colorado's double threat at cornerback and receiver. There's the explosive Boise State running back, Ashton Gentry.
Gentry!
And two quarterbacks.
Gabriel rolls, throws.
Dylan Gabriel, who leads number one ranked Oregon.
Ward somehow kept his balance.
And the elusive Miami quarterback, Cam Ward. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
You still have some holiday shopping to do. Today's the 16th annual Free Shipping Day. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
Think local this holiday season with Family Natural Foods, where truly unique gift ideas include Vanvoss gourmet oils and balsamic vinegars, gourmet chocolates, fair trade coffee and hand-woven baskets, fabulous essential oils. You just gotta come in and see this stuff. Give the gift of health with Terry Naturally products on sale this month. Or maybe a gift certificate for that hard-to-buy person in your life. Get to Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Ave in Wisconsin Rapids and think local this holiday season. Family Natural Foods.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. If you have us on now, you know where to find us again. We'll be here. I hope you are too. We have a lot to talk about today. You know, a lot of times I like to open up the program a little bit to remind you that you and I are the only ones responsible for our health. Does that sound crazy? You know, that's a big responsibility. We can't blame anybody else for ill health. And we may have birth defects. We may have some things we can't change. But in the majority of the cases, all of our diseases, in fact, 98% of all of our diseases, are caused by the choices that you and I make every day. We can make choices to be healthy. We can make choices to be unhealthy. It depends on the choices we make. That's all what it comes down to is lifestyle choices. We can't blame anybody else. In fact, you can't blame the doctor because the doctor doesn't have any knowledge of how to be healthy. Can't tell you how to be healthy. They know nothing about health and nutrition. Now, they do some life-saving good things. I'm not blaming the doctors, but the drug companies subsidize the universities, the medical schools, and it's all drug therapy. Drugs, 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 money, 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 greed, greed, greed. That's all it is. Because the drug companies can't sell products to healthy people. They need sick people. And, you know, that's why they want all TV advertising. They want to brainwash you into thinking you need that drug they're trying to prescribe for you. There's no country in the world that allows TV advertising of drugs in their country. They laugh at us. Well, they're beginning to laugh about a lot of things about the United States. We're in deep trouble. So we need to make those choices, the right choices, the healthy choices. You can't burn the candle at both ends and be healthy. Not possible. Go down to your health food store. Talk to the clerks and the owners and those that know how to influence your health, how they can make a difference in your life. They're committed to good health. They live the same kind of life that we're talking about. That's why they're in the business. They're not like a Walmart or a Kmart that just puts products on the shelf because they're selling. If they don't sell, they're gone. The only way they stay on a shelf is because they sell. If they don't sell, they send them back to the manufacturer or do something with them. But the people in the health food store, they live the life. And that's how they got into the business, more than likely, because of the passion that they have to be healthy, to help others be healthy. So today we're going to talk about a lot of good things. We're going to talk about a multivitamin mineral powder. You know, sometimes to get all of your nutrients by a dietary food supplement, sometimes it'll take multiple capsules or very large, I guess I would say, horse-sized tablets. Because if you buy a little tiny tablet, or what is called a one-a-day, there's not enough in that tablet to make a difference, unless you're feeding it to a mouse. Maybe then it could make a difference. But for a human to take a one a day, and the only reason that people do that is because they don't want to take two or three tablets. They only want one. You know, I never try to talk anybody out of what they want, but I like to inform them that they're not doing themselves a very good service. We need to take multiple ingredients, over 30 ingredients at least, that are found in food, because today our food is not sufficient in supplying us with the vitamins and minerals and nutrients. They did a study on oranges, and they found that we would have to eat 8 oranges a day to supply the nutrients that one orange supplied when our grandparents and great-grandparents ate oranges. That meaning that our food no longer contains all the vitamins and minerals that our body requires. The soil is eroded. There's no vitamins, well, not minerals, let's say minerals. The minerals are gone in the soil. They're not replenishing the soil. It's all high-powered fertilizer. Let's go back to the old way to do it, the organic way. So that's the way we should be growing our crops today. And then they spray it, spray the crops. And then they genetically modify it. Where's all the vitamins and minerals? They're gone. Even if you eat really, really good food, even some organic food, you're still not getting everything we need. So I highly recommend, and I take every day, a multivitamin and mineral powder. I throw it in my protein drink. So we'll talk about that today. And we'll talk about how to lower your blood pressure without drugs. And then we'll talk about what's happening to our boomer health. High blood pressure, we can get that down without drugs. I want to show you how. And high blood sugar now has been found to increase the risk of colon cancer. Sugar is bad in any form. There's no good sugar. All sweets are bad. And then we're going to try to help the teens with anxiety. The nutrient of the day is a very strange sounding word called benfotiamine. It's a fat-soluble vitamin B1, the B vitamin. But it's fat-soluble. All the B vitamins are water-soluble, but this one is fat-soluble. That means it stays in the body longer. And then we have to be very scary. This is scary news. There's a huge increase in strokes. And we'll examine that as well. And good news. We'll talk about the health benefits of coffee. Hooray. A lot of people want to hear that. We are always told coffee is bad for us. And then women need to be stronger. Physically stronger. They need more strength training. My daughter is strength training and she's doing fantastic. Well, I hate to say it. She's outlifted me in some exercises. Doing really, really good. I'm proud of her. So we'll talk all about this right here on Terry Talks Nutrition. We'll examine all these issues that we have on the docket for today. So let's talk about a multivitamin mineral powder, especially if you're overtired. Energy and chronic fatigue, two common problems. Your lack of energy, increased chronic fatigue, and even fibromyalgia. Well, we talked to Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum. He is one of the world's experts in treating chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. And he says everyone should be taking a good multivitamin every day. Your life depends on it. And he goes on to say, if you are an average American, your diet is primarily processed foods, if not ultra-processed foods, with high levels of refined carbohydrates, which means all those refined, wow, what's going on, Terry? Refined carbohydrates turn to sugar. Not just sugar in the bowl, the sugar bowl, not all the other refined sugars, but even in carbohydrates. What does that mean? That means bread. Pasta, any desserts, most desserts, anything made from grain, wheat, rye, barley, or whatever, your oatmeal. Even if you try to eat healthy, fruits and vegetables have less nutrients than they once did, as I suggested in the study with the fruit, oranges. We'd have to eat 8 oranges in a day just to equal 1 orange that was grown maybe 50 or 75 years ago. Our world has changed. Our food has changed. are no longer alike. Now, in a well-known 2004 study on the nutritional value of food, reported that key nutrients, listen to this, key nutrients in fruits, vegetables, and grains declined by as much as 38% since 1950s. You know, in the 1970s, because people ate well, they got plenty of more nutrients than normal, than we are today. And at that time, there was 6% of the population obese. Today, the population is 60% of obesity. Not much has changed since that study. Crops today are cultivated for fast growth, high yield, so they do not spoil, so they do not look bruised, so they do not turn brown. It's all cosmetic, not nutrition. Calorie rich and nutrient poor. We have lots of calories, but the nutrients are not adequate anymore in our food. The modern food looks good and delivers a lot of calories, but is lacking in the nutrients it once had. Now, the benefits of a daily multiple. Here are some studies that we found on the internet, on scientific sites like PubMed, on the use of daily multivitamins. In over 2,000 adults, ages 65 and over, taking a daily multivitamin for 3 years associated with a 60% slowing of cognitive aging and decline. So if you can't think straight today, you can't focus, you have short-term memory loss, you're just not getting the vitamins and minerals that your body requires. 2,000 adults ages 65 and over. If they took a vitamin and mineral supplement for 3 years, just 3 years, was associated with a 60% slowing of cognitive aging and decline. Huge. In an analysis of nutritional intake in over 10,000 subjects, frequently taking a daily multivitamin associated with up to 76% reduction of risk of nutrient deficiency. All of our diseases, so-called diseases, because a disease cannot be treated by anybody but a drug and a drug company, FDA regulations. But all the diseases, which really are only metabolic disorders, metabolic imbalance. Because when you don't have zinc or don't have selenium or don't have any other vitamins, you have a condition caused by that. You have a consequence caused by not having that vitamin or that nutrient or that mineral. And you see signs and symptoms. If you don't have enough vitamin A, you can have night blindness, and then the drugs treat that night blindness. That night blindness is just a nutrient deficiency. It's not a disease. And even in older men, taking a daily multivitamin and mineral supplement reduce the risk of cancer by almost 10% versus those not taking a vitamin and mineral supplement. We need these nutrients. That's how our body lives. That's how our body survives. We've been here for millions of years, and we've only been here with 100 years of drugs, but yet we survived. Why did we survive? Because we ate vitamins and minerals in our foods. Food is our medicine, but our medicine has changed. Our food medicine has changed. They stripped away all the nutrients. refined everything. Everything's made with white flour and white sugar, seed oils, all bad stuff for us. So now what makes a good vitamin and mineral powder? And why I say powder is because a lot of people don't like to swallow big pills. Or a lot of people don't like to take 3 or 4 capsules of vitamins and minerals. And that's what it takes. It takes that much vitamins and minerals in those tablets and capsules to give you the sufficient quantity of those nutrients. If you took all the vitamins and minerals that we require and put them in your hand, and then you wanted to put them all into one capsule or tablet, if that could be done, you'd have a golf ball size tablet or capsule. Golf ball size. You can't put all the nutrients in one little tiny daily vitamin. It doesn't work. And if you want a nutrient that contains a full range of vitamins and minerals, at least 30, at their optimal dosage levels, that means the active forms of B vitamins and chelated minerals. These are the ones that are absorbed systemically, easily, and they're bioavailable. So what if you can't swallow all those tablets and capsules? And you certainly want to say no way to gummies. You're just adding more sugar. And they frequently contain a large amount of sugar. And especially high fructose corn syrup, one of the worst sugars possible. And artificial colors. Low on vitamins and really low on minerals, especially iron. Now, a powdered drink mix. I throw it in my protein drink. I have a high protein powdered combination that I put into my blender and I drink that. Gets me on the way, gives me a tremendous amount of energy. I feel fantastic. I don't have a large amount of carbohydrates in it. I have a cup. Well, this morning what I took was a half a cup of black raspberries and a half a cup of bilberries, two different kinds of berries. They give you multiple nutrients and a high level of anthocyanins, which are very, very healthy. I throw in some raw eggs, throw in some egg protein powder, egg white protein powder. I'm sensitive to milk, so I don't use milk in any of my drinks. I would love to. That's why I don't use whey protein, which is great too. Whey protein is really great. I like the egg white. And I do like some of the beef protein powders. Some of them are really, really good. I had a few that were not good, but I'm using one now that is really, really good. So it's like steak in a glass. Now, a powdered drink mix that you can stir into water or your favorite beverage is an easy way to get a great dosage of vitamins and minerals without having to swallow big tablets or capsules. Especially for the kids, they don't even know they're taking it. You can give it to people that have sensitive stomachs or they can't swallow big pills or big capsules. This would be a good way to get as much nutrition into someone without having to use big tablets or capsules. But you need vitamins and minerals every day. Now, there are some you could go a week without. If you don't take any zinc every day, within 2 weeks, you are deficient in zinc and selenium. And those are the two most powerful minerals for your immune system to stop infection, to stop COVID, to stop any kind of infection in the body. Nutrients are important, and you have to have a high dosage. You can't just take a spit in the ocean type. You never get enough. All right, so let's lower your blood pressure. I would say the majority of adults are struggling against high blood pressure. but now we can lower it without drugs. So you can reduce your carbs, which will then lower your blood pressure. What? Can you reduce your carbs and that'll lower your blood pressure? Absolutely. Carbs are bad for the health. I follow a low-carb diet, more commonly known as the ketogenic diet. My diet is high in protein, extremely high in fats. Yes, fats. I know you won't get fat. You get fat from carbohydrates. You get fat from grains, from bread. Why do you think they feed cows and pigs corn? For the marbling, for the fat. If they fed them protein and fat, they would get slim. That's not good. They want them fat. So you have to reduce your carbs. Carbs are bad for every kind of disease imaginable. And just to show you how this works, researchers actually worked with 154 patients with type 2 diabetes. Now, these patients were given a low-carb diet. And if you want to know more about the low-carb diet, go to these two websites, ketogenicdietresource.com. That was ketogenicdietresource.com. The other website is called Diet Doctor, dietdoctor.com. These two websites will make it much more clear because I don't have a lot of time in an hour to go through the whole ketogenic diet, which may be something I could do on just a one-hour basis. Just focus on the ketogenic diet and the research. The research. If you are mentally ill, depression, schizophrenia, bipolar, any kind of mental disease, psychiatrists are now beginning to understand by changing your diet, you're changing your mind. That's how powerful food is, friends. It isn't just to make you full. It isn't just to take away the hunger pangs. It isn't just enough to give you some energy. But it's medicine. It's medicine. And we're eating the wrong medicine. The best medicine is protein and fats and low, low carbohydrates. I keep my carbohydrates down to about 40 grams a day, less some days. There are some research out there that you could go up to as high as 75 grams, but over a period of 10,000 patients, the physicians working on that project declared 72 grams of protein, 72 grams of carbohydrates was more than enough and did not do any damage. Carbohydrates do a tremendous amount of damage. Now, the patients that were given a low-carb diet and regular nutrition sessions encouraged to dramatically reduce dietary sugar, including starchy vegetables, potatoes. Whoa! Potatoes is like eating a candy bar. The sugar index is so high, it's like eating, in fact, it's worse than a Snickers bar. Carbohydrates like bread, cereal, rice, these are all high glycemic index like fruits, oranges, grapes, bananas. And they were encouraged to eat non-processed meats, eggs, three a day at least, fish, olive oil, butter, and nuts. Now, no worry about calories. There was no calorie counting, no calorie restriction required. You could eat as much as you want of the high-protein, high-fat diet. You never had to walk away hungry. And the results after 2 years of this diet, up to 12% reduction in blood pressure, even in people who were not overweight at the beginning of the study. 32% reduction in inflammatory triglycerides. An 8% increase in the HDL good cholesterol. 21% reduction in prescription drug use, primarily drugs for high blood pressure. 10% average reduction in body weight. And the participants regularly reported that they did not ever feel hungry, and they had a tremendous amount of energy, and chronic fatigue was gone. Stay where you are, my friends. I've got a break here. We're going to listen to some commercials, and I'll be right back. Stay where you are. Remember, this is Terry Talks Nutrition. And if you want to know more, go to my website by the same name, TerryTalksNutrition.com. I'm Terry Naturally, and it's a joy to always be here with you every weekend. Welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally. Yes, if you're just joining us now, you're joining Terry Talks Nutrition. And I also have a website by the same name, TerryTalksNutrition.com. You can go to the website and learn a lot more. I spend an hour with you. That's not nearly enough. I could get some really good points over to you, some concise information about how you can enjoy more health, better health. Remember, you're a student of health. Your doctor is not. Your doctor knows. In all the years of med school, a doctor gets about 3 hours of nutrition. Now, I'm not picking on them. It's the truth. It's a fact. That's all they get on health and nutrition. How are they going to make you healthy? Drugs don't make you healthy. Drugs are good. They're not bad, but they're bad when they give you drugs for everything wrong with you, when they should be telling you how to eat better and how food is your medicine. So we're going to talk about some more of those things right here. But on my website, you'll find a lot more information that you can learn and gain when we're not together here. Now, if you want to use a product for high blood pressure, our subject before the break was on blood pressure and how you could reduce blood pressure by reducing your sugar and carbohydrates. But if you also want to add a supplement of a combination of French grapeseed extract and olive leaf extract can reduce blood pressure. Now, when they take a number of trials, clinical studies, and they look at all the different trials on blood pressure, and in this case, they looked at 16 trials, 16 clinical studies, which is called a meta-analysis, M-E-T-A, meta-analysis. So they take 16 trials or 16 studies, and they combine all the information, and then they come up with one total conclusion. And they did that with grapeseed extract in over 800 patients. And they confirmed that grapeseed is as effective at reducing blood pressure levels without significant adverse effects. Oh, this just reminds me. I had such a beautiful, beautiful letter from a family in Sweden. Yeah, we get all over the world. It's amazing. But the gentleman had very severe enlarged heart, congestive heart failure. His legs were swollen. Painful, painful legs, extremely swollen. Now, remember, this gentleman is 93 years of age. They heard me talk about grapeseed extract. And they took a grapeseed extract for 3 months. And the family told me that their father was without any signs of congestive heart failure. His legs were normal. They were swollen twice the size, painful, swollen legs. And in 3 months, they're back to normal. Now, this is a dietary food supplement. Grape seeds have a powerful level of anthocyanins, a compound found in many fruits. And these are medicines, folks. They're not just food to keep you full, keep you from being hungry. They're to change your body to health. Now, this is grapeseed extract. And reducing the blood pressure without significant side effects or adverse events and no side effects whatsoever. Specialized, standardized olive leaf extract, clinically studied, clinically tested to reduce blood pressure. Now, when these two were put together, grapeseed extract and olive leaf extract in a formulation for lowering blood pressure, these two specialized, standardized herbal compounds, grapeseed extract, olive leaf extract, clinically tested to reduce blood pressure, lowered the systolic, that's the top number, like 125 over 30, or not 30, you'd be very unhappy. 125 over 80 or 90. Lowered systolic pressure by 11 points. And the lower number, the diastolic pressure by 5 points, results equal to prescription medication, equal to drugs to lower blood pressure, and no side effects. So inexpensive, so healthy, and it has so many other reasons to take grapeseed extract and olive leaf extract. Olive leaf extract is also antiviral, antibacterial. Food has a tremendous amount of benefits because they're made up of many, many molecules that affect different pathways, many pathways, hundreds if not thousands of pathways in the body. A drug only affects one pathway because it is one molecule and it's synthetic. It's a drug. So what you should look for is 500 milligrams of olive leaf extract with 100 milligrams of French grapeseed extract, take it twice a day. That formula has been studied for lowering blood pressure. Equally as effective as drugs, and no side effects, no significant adverse effects or events. That's the way we regain our health, not by taking drugs. Drugs may help you survive, but not thrive. You want to thrive. You want to be excited about life. You want to have a passion for life. You want to have a tremendous amount of energy, feel good. That's what it's all about. Now, baby boomer health, not so great. Baby boomers are living longer, but they're living longer in worse health. They're not healthy. Despite medical advances and more knowledge about health and nutrition, baby boomers now in their 50s, 60s, and 70s are living longer, but in worse health than previous generations. Researchers analyzed the data from 100,000 people ages 50 and above and compared their health to the health of the previous generation when they had been the same age. Now, that's not a very long time to advance. And the results were that baby boomers now are 1.5 times more likely to have cancer, lung disease, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, high cholesterol than previous generations. Good Lord, our kids now have conditions, diseases, or metabolic disorders that were once only known in the advanced elderly. Kids. 18% of kids are obese. That's terrible. What are our generations going to be like in the future? They have predicted that by 2050, not very far off, 2050, every person in the United States will be obese. It's up to 60% already. And additionally, they were just as likely to have more likely than their predecessors to struggle with tasks such as taking a bath, showering, eating, walking short distances, going up steps, getting out of a chair, shopping for groceries. We are getting older earlier. And you can live an advanced life very, very healthy. I want to die young, but at a very old age. Stay young. Be independent. I told you about this 93-year-old man in Sweden. He lives by himself. When he had the really chronic condition of congestive heart failure, swollen legs, his family did attend to him, but he still wanted to live on his own. I'm fine. I can do it. And now he is back to his normal self. Chronic disease and obesity, which is one of the common denominators for chronic disease, are leading to severe disability for the baby boomer generation. There's no reason why we have to go this way. Only that's the choice you made. Many people are making choices that cause them to be disabled or to be in a home, not being able to take care of themselves. You owe it to yourself. If you know the reasons why you're unhealthy, change the reasons. Change your diet, you change your health. Change your diet, you change your mind. All of it. Now, even high blood sugar has been found to increase the risk of colon cancer. Why are young people getting more colon cancer? By the year 2030, some of the stuff that we have searched out of scientific studies is just shocking. That we are not going in a very good direction, a very right direction. But the trend that we are following now in our health cycle, we're going to be in bad shape. In fact, they predicted by 2030, 6 years from now, 6 years, it is predicted that colon cancer rates in young people ages 20 to 34 will increase by 90% and by almost 40% in people ages 35 to 49. This I call shocking. This would be a condition that you think would be in someone who is 80 or 90, who lived out their life. And the U.S. has the sixth highest rate of early onset colon cancer. That means before the age of 50. In the world, top scientists and researchers looked at medical records from over 500,000 people, 500,000 people, and found that people with the highest blood sugar levels also had the highest, greatest risk of colon cancer. Sugar is killing Americans. Slowly, you don't know it. You're enjoying it on your way to death. Now, versus people with normal blood sugar levels. People with fasting blood sugar levels of 126 or higher had up to 65% increased risk of colon cancer. As a lot of people have that number or higher. Not uncommon. Type 2 diabetes is an epidemic. Could be a pandemic. We need to get our sugar under control. Don't take drugs for it. Change your eating habits. Don't eat the sugar. You don't need it. Don't eat the carbohydrates. I know for sure if you adopt a ketogenic diet or anything that's a low-carb diet will be a plus for you. You'll get off your drugs. You won't need a diabetic drug. But 60% of the nation experiences obesity. Where does that come from? You don't get fat from fat. That sounds strange, but I can guarantee you that you won't get fat if you eat fat. And avoid the carbohydrates. You can't do both. So start eating butter, eggs, olive oil, all the good fats, and meat for your protein, or seafood for your protein. And a little bit of carbohydrates. I know it's a direct opposite of what you've ever eaten, probably. But it's time to do it. Because your time's going to run out, and you won't have time to turn it around. You have to catch it early. So can we prevent cancer? Can we prevent colon cancer? Well, first of all, reduce blood sugar levels and eliminate processed foods as much as possible. And then you could also take an herbal product called Hintonia lactiflora. Hintonia, H-I-N-T-O-N-I-A. Hintonia lactiflora, L-A-T-I-F-L-O-R-A. Hintonia lactiflora has been discovered in Germany 70 years ago. 70 years ago. And has around 25 good clinical studies on this herb to reduce blood sugar levels. And also new research on aronia berries, one of my favorite berries, aronia berries, A-R-O-N-I-A, aronia. Not many people know aronia berries. Now, I do admit they're not very good tasting berries. They're very kind of tart. They're kind of like a dry wine because they have a lot of tannins. So I throw them in my protein drink. I don't taste them. Everything else is all mixed up anyway. And that way you get a tremendous amount of healthy benefits from aronia berries. And French grapeseed extract finds that the combination is extremely powerful at stopping colon cancer cell replication and its ability to spread the cancer. In a study just completed by Dr. Ajay Goel, his name is G-O-E-L, Dr. Ajay, A-J-A-Y, Ajay Goel, has found that this combination also stopped a genetic pathway in the body that, when overstimulated, significantly increased cancer risk. The combination, get this, here, food, this is food, for my friends. We're talking about food. We're not talking about drugs. The combination of aronia, a berry, you can grow it anywhere. You can grow it in the coldest countries in the world. They survive winter. There's thousands and hundreds of thousands of acres in Europe that just yield aronia berries. And then French grapeseed extract is a byproduct of the wine industry. They don't put the seeds, the grape seeds, in white wine. It goes into the red wine. So they have all these seeds left over when they make the Chardonnay wines. They're Chardonnay grapeseed extracts. The activity of this cancer-causing gene, it lowers it by 75%. Let me give you that again. The combination of this blend of aronia berries and French grapeseed extract reduces the activity of this cancer-causing gene by as much as 75%. You're preventing cancer. Yes, I know you can have a test. But wouldn't you want to use something, too, that reduces your chances of colon cancer by 75%? These studies are done at City of Hope Hospital Cancer Center, the alternative center for exploring natural alternatives for reducing cancer. Now, when they experimented with tumors grown from cells donated by colon cancer patients, and this combination was able to treat and shrink those tumors by 70%. 70%. And all you do is take a capsule of aronia berry and French grapeseed extract, maybe one a day as a prevention. It's as easy as that. Very, very simple. Aronia berry complex blended with French grapeseed extract will have a huge difference on how you reduce your risk of colon cancer. Now, how about anxiety? Especially in teens, many kids are nervous or depressed. In fact, about one in five teens have anxiety or depression. In a recently released survey, we got about 21% of teens said they had experienced anxiety in the last 2 weeks. In a separate report from the CDC, 40% of teens said that they regularly felt sad and hopeless, or one or the other. But in addition to talking to a mental health professional, you could consider a few things to change your mental attitude. Angustifolia, Echinacea angustifolia, very good for cold and flu. But that's because angustifolia, the species of Echinacea, contained polysaccharides. That means plant sugars. They're there in minimal amounts, not enough to affect type 2 diabetes. These are polysaccharides. They reduce your cold and flu and strengthen your immune system. But as I told you before, plants contain multiple compounds, multiple molecules, not just one, like drugs. So there is also a combination of alkaloids called cannabinoids. Or these cannabinoids have an effect on your brain. They affect the cannabinoids in your brain. Echinacea angustifolia, called alkamides. These alkamides have an effect on cannabinoids that are in your brain. And they have shown in clinical studies to quickly reduce anxiety and depression. And also I would definitely add an omega-3 fatty acid. And the one I like is a combination of omega-3 fatty acids, phospholipids, and polypeptides that are found from the head of the salmon. Most omega-3 fatty acids are extracted from the body of the fish, the fillet. So they don't use salmon because you can sell the fillet much better than grinding it up and squeezing out the omega-3 fatty acids. So they use trash fish. Fish that has no value to be sold for edible consumption. So they squeeze out all the omega-3 fatty acids that are bound to triglycerides, something you don't want to take. You don't want triglycerides. You don't want a high level of triglycerides. So these omega-3 fatty acids bound to peptides and phospholipids from the brain or the head of the salmon increase levels of these compounds reduces depression by up to 30%. So echinacea angustifolia, omega-3 fatty acids. And I would also say curcumin. Curcumin has also been tested actually head-to-head with Prozac and came out equally as effective as Prozac without the side effects and with only 60 days. Within 60 days, lowered depression scores, lowered the risk of depression without side effects by as much as 30%. So this is something that we want to include in our benefits. Now, I'm going to give you one top tip before I leave. I'm going to have to be out of here in a few minutes. But researchers analyzed coffee, tea, and caffeine intake from 188,000 people. And the results, the moderate caffeine consumption, 3 cups of coffee a day, reduced the risk of heart disease and diabetes by 48% versus people who drank only 1 cup per day. Drink 3 cups at least. Maybe you don't like it, but don't worry about if you do. If you want to drink 3 cups, go ahead. This isn't the first study to link coffee caffeine intake with reduced risk of heart disease. In fact, in a 2018 study, researchers found that caffeine from coffee increased the movement of a protein called P27. And this P27 entered the mitochondria, which is the cell, the individual cell's power generator. And P27 helps repair heart muscle and protect against heart damage, which might explain why coffee has benefits for the heart. Also for the liver. Don't be afraid of drinking coffee. Maybe you don't want to drink 3 cups or more, then don't. But if you do, 3 or more is okay. It's great. I've got to run, my friends, all out of time, but I'll be back here same time, same station. Say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world. And God bless you, my friends, and God bless this great country.
Think local this holiday season with Family Natural Foods, where truly unique gift ideas include Vanvoss gourmet oils and balsamic vinegars, gourmet chocolates, fair trade coffee and hand-woven baskets, fabulous essential oils. You just got to come in and see this stuff. Give the gift of health with Terry Naturally products on sale this month, or maybe a gift certificate for that hard-to-buy person in your life. Get to Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Ave in Wisconsin Rapids and think local this holiday season. Family Natural Foods.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase, you are what you eat, is very true because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Join our advertising family on WFHR WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin with the unexplained drones flying in the sky above the East Coast. CBS's Tom Hansen is in Ocean County, New Jersey with Sheriff Michael Mastroditi.
We went along with their drone unit as they conducted their investigation.
If they didn't put their lights on, no one would be looking, right?
Right.
And they're putting their lights so they want you to see.
Their tactical drones easily outmaneuvered by the mysterious objects in the sky.
That drone sped away at reportedly 60 miles an hour. Our drones only go 40.
New Jersey's governor has asked the Biden administration to put more resources into the ongoing investigation of those mysterious drone sightings. President-elect Trump is weighing in as well in a post-Truth Social post. He wrote to the federal government, "Let the public know and now." Otherwise, he called for the drones to be shot down. There's been a major cyber attack in Rhode Island.
Governor Dan McKee.
As part of this investigation, today we discovered that within the Rhode Island Bridges system, a cyber criminal had installed dangerous malware that constituted an urgent threat.
Compromised is the private data of hundreds of thousands of people who have applied or received help.